he was babbling. Bailey nodded. Another right button. The threat of personal presence would do more to induce confession than any physical torture. But then, at some noise or movement outside the field of sound or vision of any of the others, Liebig's head twisted and his mouth opened. He lifted a pair of hands, holding something off.
"Away!"
he begged.
"Go away! Don't come! Please don't come! Please!"
He scrambled away on hands and knees. Then his hand went suddenly to a pocket in his jacket. It came out with something and moved rapidly to his mouth. Swaying twice, he fell prone. Bailey wanted to cry. "You fool! It isn't a human that's approaching! Only one of the robots you love!" Daniil Oliva darted into the field of vision and for a moment stared down at the crumpled figure. Bailey held his breath. If Daniil should realize it was his own pseudo-humanity that had killed Liebig, the effect on his first law-enslaved brain might be drastic. But Daniil only knelt, and his delicate fingers touched Liebig here and there. Then he lifted Liebig's head, as though it were infinitely precious to him, cradling it, caressing it. His beautifully chiseled face stared out at the others, and he whispered,
"A human is dead."
Bailey was expecting her. She had asked for a last interview, but his eyes widened when she appeared. He said, "I'm seeing you."
"Yes," said Gladiah. "How can you tell?"
"You're wearing gloves."
"Oh."
She looked at her hands in confusion. Then, softly,
"Do you mind?"
"No, of course not. But why have you decided to see rather than view?"
"Well,"
she smiled weakly,
"I've got to get used to it, don't I, Elijah? I mean, if I'm going to Aurora..."
"Then it's all arranged?"
"Mr. Oliva seems to have influence. It's all arranged. I'll never come back."
"Good. You'll be happier, Gladiah. I know you will."
"I'm a little afraid."
"I know. It will mean seeing all the time, and you won't have all the comforts you had on Solaria. But you'll get used to it. And what's more, you'll forget all the terror you've been through."
"I don't want to forget everything,"
said Gladiah softly. "You will." Bailey looked at the slim girl who stood before him and said, not without a momentary pang,